Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're in the Quicken Loans studios in New York. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Football is about to get funner with Skittles, Snickers, and M&M brands. The official sponsors of Super Bowl 53. Pump up your party all postseason long. One more win is all it takes for a ticket to Atlanta in Super Bowl 53 on CBS. Arguably the greatest of all time, Tom Brady leads the Patriots into Kansas City to face the Chiefs and their sensational young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Coverage of the AFC Championship game presented by Intuit TurboTax live kicks off with the NFL today, powered by Ram Trucks at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. On CBS, I wanted to tell you about PharrellOnABench.com. With the title games on, you got to go get my snags. PharrellOnABench.com has you covered for everything, every day, every game, every sport, every play that's on the board, NBA, college rack, NHL, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. PharrellOnABench.com sets the standard. Sign up today and hide the money from your wife. Don't forget, we'll be back in Vegas again tomorrow night, live from the MGM, and the Pacquiao-Broner fight is Saturday night on Showtime Pay-Per-View. Call your cable operator, order the fight. And then we're back again. Carver High and I will be in Vegas at the D Casino starting January 28th through February 1st. 5 nights at the View Bar, second floor of the D. Upstairs, can't miss it. Go up the escalator. We're right there near the William Hill Sportsbook. Come see us live for 5 nights. Get a room at the D and go to the biggest big game bash ever at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. If you want to get a man cave, your own private man cave, or a table at the bash, go to downtownwatchzone.com. All ages are welcome. Free entry. It is incredible. I think you're going to love it. Call the D and get a room. Do not miss out on this. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-2124. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, boat, RV? They got that, too. Just go to geico.com. Rick Haro is joining us now. Rick, we're in Las Vegas for the Pacquiao-Broner fight here. Of course, Rick Haro's our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio.
By the way, really impressive, the last 4 minutes. I was listening. You're like a fine wine, man. You get better every day. How's that?
Oh, well, thank you very much. We have to get all of that business in. It's very important
How's the new stadium looking? How's the new stadium looking? Is it completing? Does it look like it will have a 50-yard line? And, you know, it's like right behind Mandalay Bay, as you know. So
right, it's right over there. So it's got a long way to go, but it's obviously all happening, you know. And I got to tell you, here in Las Vegas, Rick, as you know, they build things here faster than normal. Like sounds crazy, but I mean, they get down to business. There's no like taking 2 years, 3 years to build things. They build these casinos and they build that stadium. They built that T-Mobile Arena. It went up before, you know, your Pop-Tarts came out of the toaster. I mean, they get down to business.
Every union guy reports to like the same higher authority. Let's just say that. And the construction costs are it's certainly a lot cheaper to build something in Vegas than it is in New York because of that.
Yeah, it is. It's an incredible. I mean, it is going to be an unbelievable facility. I think the Los Angeles Inglewood Stadium for the Rams and Chargers and the Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas, I truly believe when it's all said and done, and maybe the one in Atlanta, the Mercedes, I got to tell you, I mean this. I think they're going to be the biggest money makers in sports.
Yeah, and remember, you got Minnesota, Dallas, which have kind of set the stage. Don't forget, Minnesota has the Final Four this year. And so what's going to happen is we've got a regular rotation. for Super Bowl places that are Miami and I guess to some extent Tampa, and you know, New Orleans gets a little tired. But let's remember that between Phoenix and Vegas and L.A. over the next 10, 15 years, you're going to have West Coast Super Bowls, Final Fours, NCAA, everything, one after another. And we used to only have like one stadium when Phoenix was done. Now we're going to have three on a regular rotation. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think, you know, they have it in Minneapolis and things. The one that really impresses me is actually Jerry Jones, that his stadium in Arlington, they have a lot of fights there. They're going to have the Mikey Garcia-Errol Spence fight March 16th. I'll be down in Dallas for that. I'm going to that fight. It's going to be the fight of the year. These two are unbelievable rock star boxers. I mean, these are two of the biggest stars in the sport. And I think Jones has figured out how to, really football and basketball. He's doing boxing and concerts. This guy really knows how to make money.
MMA, you know, tractor pulls, everything. And remember, stealing is the wrong word. But remember when the Cotton Bowl used to be in the Cotton Bowl? You know, now we've got that event as part of the rotation for the national championship. So, yeah, he is the best, which is one of the reasons why his team and stadium are worth $5 billion, according to Forbes.
So the Aussie Open is underway down under. Serena Williams will star in a year-long marketing campaign for the Bumble social networking app. What is that?
47 million users worldwide. It's a female-driven dating platform. That's the way it began. But it also is kind of an empowerment platform. Job searches, a whole bunch of other stuff, finding friends, building business networks. Her campaign called Ball is in Her Court. Probably a pretty good way to get her back into where she belongs, which is a spokes leader, not somebody who melted down at last year's major.
So the head of CBS's revenue, the chief officer in that department, which is the person that counts the beans, said that the network has sold 90% of their ad slots for the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Yeah, 5.25 million for the highest. I got a lot of questions the last couple of days. You would know this. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, why are the ads different prices? Well, a fourth quarter ad has a lot more risk than a first quarter ad, especially if there's going to be a blowout. And the best time for the ads, beginning of the third and beginning of the game, those are the ones that are at 5.2 million. So if the last 10% haven't sold out, they will by February 2nd.
So you just heard me do my first sponsorship read for Intuit TurboTax Live, and they obviously are doing a gigantic campaign right now on radio and television for the conference championship games, and I was doing that this evening. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a great – your read was great, but that's not what you're asking. You know, the NFL has incredible opportunities to make money out of something that was nothing last year. I don't know if you knew it, but they did play the conference championship last year. The fact that Intuit is now the sponsor of them, it means nothing more than the NFL has developed a category. And to Intuit's credit, they're getting a lot of mentions, like yours and everybody else's reads, before two incredibly close and important and hopefully compelling games. So the beauty of these games this weekend, I don't know who's going to win. I mean, you and I can talk about it and what the stories are. But you could see any one of the four combinations being really good Super Bowl stories, too.
The Pepsi Super Bowl 53 halftime show is all set, all booked. Maroon 5 and many others will be involved in that halftime gig.
Many other rappers. And so this is a classic example, like Lady Gaga and Justin Timberlake and Coldplay and Katy Perry and all those, where there's not really money changing hands, but the acts know how important it is to get Super Bowl halftime Bridgestone-sponsored Pepsi Super Bowl, used to be Bridgestone, exposure all over the planet for those 13 minutes. And so that's a big deal, and Maroon 5 is going to do a real good job.
The NBA has announced that the Lakers and Nets are going to star in this year's edition of the China Games.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they wanted to send the two best or two of the worst teams in the league to China, but listen, the NBA staged 26 matches in China since 2004, 13th edition of the China Games. They're exposing the Chinese fan to a whole bunch of people. And obviously, used to be Kobe Bryant. Now it's going to be LeBron. The Lakers are looking like a global franchise. They just got to start playing better.
The Clippers won the NBA's first Team Innovation Award. What's that all about?
Yeah, marketing meetings. They and the Warriors have been a big deal. Team diversity, the Rockets, the Cavaliers, the Heat. These guys have done first-class marketing. And so bottom line is people who are running those organizations get special treatment, special honors, because they go farther than others in kind of selling season tickets. And it's hard to sell some season tickets, regular season NBA. They're doing a real good job of it.
So the NFL believes that the timing is right for a London-based team. Is this going to happen within the next 3 years?
Well, listen, Mark Waller, who used to run NFL International and still does, this is last year, and he's the one that said timing's perfect for a full-time franchise. I was in Jacksonville yesterday to do other stuff. Man, are they shaken up because they think the team's going to be gone soon. And so nobody's made any commitment yet, but obviously Shad Khan has been the guy who said, I'll play as many games in London as you want me to. I'm not sure they play all the games over there, but maybe they play two, three, four regular season games over in Jacksonville and London simultaneously. That may be the way it starts.
So the Indy 500 is going to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of Mario Andretti's only win in 69.
Yeah, but it's really cool because the May, basically, Indy owns the month of May. Going to be kind of a cool sponsorship announcement, I know, next week and the week after. And I'll tell you about that, too. But Mark Miles, the CEO of the IndyCar Series, is jazzing it up by honoring Mario Andretti. And, of course, Andretti Autosport and Marco and Michael, all of them will be on hand. They really get turned on by celebration and legacy. And, of course, Mario is one of the best.
The NHL and NHLPA have announced that they've cut a continuation deal with the Upper Deck Company. What's that about?
Well, the young funds, those are the guys, the rising stars like Austin Matthews and Patrick Lane and Kuznetsov and some of those other guys are on these Upper Deck cards. It is a deal where the NHL puts out the cards. The Players Association also participates. They didn't agree to have the World Cup this year, and everybody's done in 2020. Everybody's all of a sudden talking about, are we going to have a labor a stoppage next year? I will tell you this. Gary Bettman, certainly as a great businessman, has authority to do what he needs to try to get things done. So hopefully the rhetoric doesn't get really bad. And as you know, I mean, you're a hockey guy. The NHL has grown by leaps and bounds. Seattle, $650 million for expansion. So let's all just hope we have hockey in a couple of years.
A special feature of EA's Madden NFL 19 Championship was broadcast on primetime television in the U.S. last week.
Yeah, and here's the deal. You know, this is another way to get yet another network involved in all of this stuff. So the CW network had the Madden 19 Championship, and that was exclusive to them. You've got the eSports Championship, which will be alongside the NFL draft in April. What the NFL has done remarkably and really well is to take all of the networks, put them in a big pot, give some of them some rights, and say, if you want to bid for others, wait around for the next couple of years. That's going to be a way to get everybody to bid a higher number.
So what is the deal with the Nationals? They've offered a reprieve to season ticket holders affected by the partial government shutdown?
Yeah, that'll be really cool. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but it is a great kind of a nod to the government workers who aren't getting paid. And, you know, we're all kind of hoping that when we're flying that the traffic controllers understand and are, you know, not to they're all incentivized to make sure they do a good job. You know, we all understand that. But the Nationals are saying, let's try to figure out how we can postpone the schedule of our payments for people who are season ticket holders, who are federal employees, to make it easier. George Mason, the Wizards, the Capitals, doing the same thing. Obviously, Washington has more federal employers than anywhere else, so it's a good move.
Let's do the top tech. Golf gets techie with an expanded PGA Tour Twitter live stream partnership.
Yeah, and, you know, Twitter is interesting because the PGA Tour and Jay Monahan and all of those guys are trying to figure out exactly how to do something to make sure that there is instant feedback, 90 minutes of play from morning hours of all of the rounds showcased on the PGA Tour Twitter account. And not only is this happening domestically, but it's a good opportunity for Twitter through this device to go to Asia and focus on the tour as well.
Rick, what are the Wizards doing about the sports betting thing? They're doing these alternate broadcasts. What does that have to do with the future of sports betting on TV?
Well, what it has to do with it is they're testing it. You know, the NBC Sports Washington is, and they're seeing what they could do to have interactive, basically, TV. Predict the game contest. You win $500. It's not a lot, but it is a first thought of this. How many points, for example, will Trevor Ariza score in the first half, and on and on. And so they're taking this along with, and remember, because guys who own the Monumental Sports Network are also tied in NBC Sports Washington, there's an opportunity to test this. And I really do think in a matter of months, you're going to have betting in stadiums. You're going to also have interactive gambling on television. Say it ain't so, but it's going to happen soon.
Hey, our good friend and mostly yours, Gary Player, on the he's doing an Abu Dhabi event, and he's got his Invitational rocking again. I know you've played in that.
Yeah, well, but you know, I've done it in England. I've done it here, but you know, this is a big deal. Gary Player it's amazing that not only is he up and running, but he is really trying to raise money, you know, all over the world. This is a place in Abu Dhabi, 72 golf pros, celebrities, all over the world. It is not just a tribute to Gary Player, but it's people who, you know, Cheyenne Woods, Eddie Pepperell, Thomas Bjorn, people who are celebrities from all over the place, raising big-time money for the organization of humanitarian care and special needs. Kudos to Gary Player, Mark Player, and the whole organization.
Great stuff. All right, Rick, fabulous. As always, we're in Las Vegas. I'll catch up with you again next week in New York,
yes,
and then I'm back in Vegas. I'll be back on with you from the Super Bowl in Vegas. You'll be in Atlanta. I'll be in Vegas, but we'll have you on from Sin City again soon. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight, Rick.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Rick Haro, our sports business insider. It's Pharrell and Bench. We're live at the MGM in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Broner Saturday night on Showtime pay-per-view.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, we're the MGM in Vegas. Carver High's back in New York. Who are you working with tonight, Carver High?
Sam Rubinoff.
Sam Rubinoff.
My man Sammy here, taking care of business.
All right, that's awesome. Mafia, how do you feel at this point? You were overheating like a vehicle earlier.
Yeah, I was, but you know what? I think it was the popcorn did the trick. I think I'm back to normal now.
So the popcorn saved you?
I think I was just anxious to get that popcorn. You know, you're obsessed with it. You've always been. And we walked past the arena. We walked past the concourse level to come back to do the show.
It was a strong odor.
And you could just smell it. It was just so strong in the air because it was right there by the door. And you immediately, once we got back here, grabbed your wallet, made a beeline back there to go grab some. And
that's like when Carver High smells beer. Like when there's beer flowing, he starts, I mean, it's just over. He starts salivating, and then he has to get a beer. He loves his beer.
I'm actually trying to stay dry till next week, so.
Really?
Well, yeah, because, there's going to be so much while I'm out in Vegas for that little bit that I got to, you know, kind of get myself ready to go.
So you're in training?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, like detox.
Well, calisthenics, he's done a lot of that, and then he's, now he's... not drinking for like an extended period of time.
I mean, it's a week.
Do you get like edgy?
No.
Not having a beer?
No, I'm good.
So tell me about the this storm, this blizzard, this nor'easter is allegedly going to hit New York City, and it's so big they've named it. Haven't they named it Harper or something like that? Is that Bryce Harper?
I believe they have named it Harper, yes. I don't think it's going to be that much of anything, I don't think.
Really?
They're never right. They are never right.
So they're saying that, what are they saying, that it's going to get, we're going to get 12 inches of snow, like a foot of snow?
I've seen nothing more than 4 inches.
Really?
That's the most. I saw max 2 to 4 Saturday night and a Sunday morning.
What are you seeing here, Mafia, as you're looking at it on the – he's looking at this story right now about Harper. What are they saying in terms of it? Mafia delving into the weather forecast here.
Oh, my meteorological hat here.
Everybody said that
– snowfall predictions for our area are 8 to 12 inches.
Yeah, but your area and my area are two different things.
Right. Long Island is not as much. They're saying 3 to 5 there. But out in Jersey, it's going to get hit.
It's going to get hit. So
might not be as bad by the airport, so we don't know. But like you say, it always changes. I mean, we're supposed to have 1 inch in November, and we got 8.
Carver, how do you think we're going to be stuck in Las Vegas with the blizzard, and therefore I only have 3 pairs of underwear and 3 pairs of socks?
I think there's a high probability of it.
That we're stuck here?
Sure.
And then what? We'll have to fly back?
That's really not the worst place in the world to get stuck in.
No. So we just stay at the MGM and go to the fight and then stay here for the title games and then, what, maybe red eye home Sunday night or Monday?
Yeah, get the Sunday night red eye. That way you could stay there for the AFC and NFC games.
What was the problem with the Sunday night red eye, Mafia? Was there a problem with that one?
There was no problem with that. You just had to be back for Sunday, so that's why we're going to get out early. But Sunday red eye should be good. I'd rather that than leave in the middle of the day here and end up missing the games.
That's true. So what are you seeing? Where's it going to get walloped the worst?
Well, on Saturday, it seems like Chicago and St. Louis are going to get hit big because they're saying that the airports, they're going to have major delays. Newark, where we're flying into, says some. So there's going to be some delays, but they're not predicting a ton. But that could change on one swipe of the weather system a little more south, and we could be screwed.
Did you think the Spanish guy doing his live shot was loud enough?
That says a lot coming from you.
Coming from
someone else is loud, yeah.
I mean, honestly, that guy was so loud. Like, I'm not that bad, am I? I guess I am, come to think of it.
So everyone else, if they were in here, yeah, you would be.
So when I start the broadcast in this room, like, you can hear my voice just carrying in this room. Every time I do a show here, I've done 5 million shows in this room. It just carries, my room carries, the voice just bounces off of the walls. You can hear it. If I yell right now. So when I do the show, Carver High, does it sound normal from New York? Does it sound just like absolutely normal? Because it doesn't seem normal in here.
This is actually one of the best sounding broadcasts I've ever heard of you on the road before.
Really?
Yes.
Sounds clean.
It does.
I like that. So you haven't told me, Carver High, who do you like in the Pacquiao-Broner fight?
I'm rooting for Broner because I want Pacquiao to go away and never come back. That's pretty much the only reason why.
So you're on Broner?
Yeah, because I'm tired of Pacquiao. Like I mean, Freddie kind of said it to you last hour. Like, what are you doing? Do you want to be a politician? Do you want to be a boxer? What's your life plan here? And I'm tired of him. He's fighting these hacks before Broner. Forget it. Horn, I don't want to hear it. Get Pacquiao out of here. Just lose.
So, Mafia, how do you feel about that?
I feel the opposite. I feel that I'd rather see Broner disappear. I mean, how many times is this guy going to get arrested and get in trouble and, still we keep putting him on these big fights? He's a guy to me that, you have that person that you're in your daily life and they just do something. You're like, you know what? I would pay to see you get punched. And that's how I feel about Broner. Like, I would order this fight if I was at home just to see someone punch him in the face repeatedly because he has been such a tool. And I know he was good to you when we talked to him earlier. I mean, he was maybe some of this stuff has finally humbled him and made him respectful and appreciative of what he has, being in and out of jail every 4 months, it seems like. But this guy's been such a jerk since he came up and just hasn't backed it up. It was one thing when he was doing early on when he was, beating people up and he was thinking he was the next Floyd. But then he started, clutching and grabbing against Sean Porter. Then there's other fight, that he lost. When you're not going to live up to it and you're going to have that mouth, then people just want to see you punch. And that's what I want to see. I want Pacquiao, who's been a good guy and trying to do good things in his country, to beat up the guy who's just in and out of jail every 6 months.
Look, I don't condone anything that Broner's ever done. Believe me, I don't condone his actions in the past. I just want to see Pacquiao lose.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas at the MGM. Mafia, we still have coming up later, right? In like a little bit over an hour or more from now, Paulie Malignaggi's back on the bench.
Yeah, our boy Paulie, been around for a long time. We've known him for years from when he was fighting himself when we're seeing him down at the theater at Madison Square Garden fighting Mir Khan back in the day. Now doing the broadcast side of things, doing a great job for Showtime. It's always great to catch up with him.
So he'll be on at around 1 a.m. East, 10 Vegas time. We'll have Paulie Malignaggi on tonight. And then, so what do we got at the very least tomorrow? We got Brian Custer, and don't we have Adrian Broner?
We do. We have both of them coming through. Possibly others as well. We'll see what's coming around during the day, or it might be, there might even be some guys floating around from the Knights, we were told, that the Golden Knights might be here for the weigh-in, so they might be hanging out.
Mafia with the Golden Knights call, a shout-out to Carver High.
Finally, we're in town, and they're here. Every other time you've been here the last couple, you know, since they've been around the last 2 years, they just hightail it out of here.
Aren't they playing the Penguins Saturday night at the T-Mobile?
They are, yes.
Maybe we should go to that and not the fight. I would never do that. I have to go to the fight, right?
You could get real dangerous and go to the hockey game for, like, the first period and then go over to the fight.
Whoa.
That's a good call by Carver High.
I mean, they're pretty close. They're in walking distance. You could make it happen.
So I'm sitting here watching this interview right now on the TV with Greg Hardy. Can you believe that he's a co-main event for the UFC?
I can't believe it. Ariel Helwani, I talked to him earlier. I saw a clip on his Instagram about it because he called him out on the other shows and then went and talked to him about it and said, listen, I said this about you, you know, no disrespect, but how do you feel about it? It's ridiculous that this guy's in the UFC and that he's the co-main event for this card. I mean, it's one thing if you want to give him a second chance. I mean, it is what it is, but for him to be A on this card when one of the other fighters on there, Rachel Ostovich, was just beaten up by her husband, allegedly, he's going through all that, and then to have this guy that was accused of everything that he did to his girlfriend, that, you know, he was not only accused of, but then convicted of, and then it was overturned because he paid her off and she disappeared. To have him,
listen,
that's a co-main event.
Isn't that too easy? Isn't that too easy to, I got to say, as a lawyer, as you know, I play a lawyer on General Hospital, weekdays at 3. It's too easy to, how do you pin that on him? Like, her problems on him. I'll give you what happened to her is horrible. I don't know her from Adam, but her husband allegedly beat her up, and she was a victim of spousal abuse. It's horrible. It's heinous. I want no part of that. But frankly, what does Greg Hardy have to do with that besides nothing? I'm sorry. In a court of law, I would be laughing at you.
You're right,
saying to pair him up with her problem just because he's fighting and they put him on a card. It's as if you're saying, not you, but as if the public is saying, why would you do that? Why would you put him on a card with a girl that had been beaten by her husband? That wasn't, I believe, in my view, their intent.
No, you're right. And if you even take her out of the mix, not even thinking about that, there has been a number of times where the UFC has tried to come out and say that we take domestic violence seriously. We will not put up with it. There's been a number of fighters that they have had on cards or on their roster that have done things or been accused of things, not necessarily even proven of them, that they've yanked them off cards, they've gotten rid of their contracts, fired them, all this other stuff. So then this guy who did it beforehand, you go and sign and say, okay, even though he doesn't have really any pro experience, 3-0, and two of those are on that contender series, no pro experience, barely an MMA fighter at all in his career.
So you just don't like him fighting. So he doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve the shot in the UFC. If you're going to take that stand that we don't condone domestic violence, then you cannot have this guy on your roster, let alone put him as the co-main event on your first ESPN card for this giant deal that you're doing.
But you have to admit that he's getting a lot of attention. Like, I've been sitting here watching him getting interviewed here for 5 minutes.
It's disgusting that he's getting this level of attention. I mean, not only because he's, again, not far into his career there, but because of what he did, that we keep giving this guy the spotlight and keep putting him out there for people to see, like, it's okay.
Is he any good at fighting?
I don't know. I haven't watched him. He's gotten 3 pro fights, but all I've seen for his highlights are him just throwing bombs on guys and knocking them out. So I'm not going to say that he's a real MMA fighter. He's a brawler that's going to try to take your head off. And if he fights a guy that could actually, you know, take him down or make him work or actually bring him to the later rounds, we'll have to see if he can do something there.
So I don't know if you knew or not. Your boy Al Bernstein is at it again. He's going to be co-hosting the Kenny Davison show for the 4th time. The music is at the Piazza Lounge. And they do that at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino here in Vegas. So he's kicking off the weekend. He's going to do his musical side when He sings more than a dozen songs at this celebrity cabaret show. And he's also calling the fight on Showtime with Custer and all the guys, Farhood on Saturday night, and Malignaggi. Your boy, Al Bernstein, doing the cocktail lounge singing gig again.
I did notice that. You know, we've talked to him for years about him doing that and how he loves to do that. But unlike you, I've never gotten to
I've seen him live.
We might have to talk to him tomorrow when he's around and see what how long is this show going to go. Because I think it starts at like 9 West. We're on till 11. Like, is he going to go to 12 or 1 when we can get in there and see the last few? What's going on?
He's pretty good, I got to tell you. He does like that, you know, smoky piano room type.
The Kroner music.
Yeah, he like sings all that, you know.
Backpack.
Yeah, he goes off a little bit. I like him. He's good at it. There's no doubt about it. So we got to start talking about these football games now because here's the deal. So everyone here in Vegas is talking about, frankly, the football games. Weirdly enough, you know, the fight has, you know, you got to admit, Mavi, there's a huge crowd here for the fight. The media throng is outrageous, Carver. You wouldn't believe it. So I didn't expect it to be, frankly, as big as it is. I mean, I go to all the fights that matter, right? But I didn't really anticipate this size of media throng here. And I have had a great day here at the MGM because the best thing that happened to me was I ran into Adam Carolla, who I'm old school friends with. I used to work with Adam at Westwood One in Los Angeles in Culver City when I did Pharrell on a Bench for the first phase, which was back in the 90s. I lived in L.A., and I did the show at Westwood in Culver and on the west side of Los Angeles. And what was cool about it was is Dr. Drew and Adam did Loveline there as well. And so I used to see them every single night. I did the show at 7 to 10, and then they came on and did Loveline at 10. And I would see him. He would come in there, and he would come into my studio and do the show because he would come in at 9:30 or something. He'd come in there for 10, 15 minutes and joke around. This guy is one of the funniest guys you ever met in your life. He's really got a dry sense of humor. He's funny. He's a trip. And I hadn't seen him in 20 years at least. And I walked – I saw him. And didn't he have a hat on or something?
Yeah, he did.
So – I didn't, I wasn't, like, looking for him or anything. I just, I was just sitting here at the food line, and there he came around the corner, and I was like, Adam. And he's like, Scott, what's up? And it was weird because I hadn't seen him in 20 years, but it was as if it was yesterday. Because, you know, we're both 20 years older.
Right.
And we're the same age. I think he's 54. And I'm 53 or whatever. I'm a lot better looking than him. So, I mean, we all have differences. But, you know, with as sexy as I am, I mean, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. But I did see him, and that kind of made my day. He brought up all kinds of funny old stories about the people that hate me, which I thought was interesting.
I'm surprised that conversation wasn't longer then.
Yeah. Well, I thought we could have
spent talked for days on that.
It's been a week and Tuscany talking about all the people that hate me, but one of them in particular really hates me, and that was the focus of the conversation. So the story goes, I should tell the story, right? I just shouldn't name the guy.
Sure.
So I won't name the guy because that will lead to further legal implications for me. But I think I've told Carver High this story before. Did I ever tell you the story about the night I didn't make it to the Laker game?
I believe you did tell me that story.
So I was supposed to go to the Laker game with this powerful executive, let's just say. A very powerful executive. And so he was with huge Pharrell fans. So he brought them to meet me, right? And one thing led to another, and I never made it to the game. And let's just say... Let's just say the one thing that led to another was not good. All I know is...
It was felonies?
It was felonies. I never made it to the game. As you know, Mafia, there's been occasions in my career where...
Just a few things here or there, yeah.
Where I didn't make it to the game or to the fight or my plans changed. in mid-stroke. And all I know is I didn't make it to the game. And, oh, my God, this guy turned on me like you have no idea. This suit, literally, I'm not even kidding you. Tell him, Mafia. He has held a grudge against me for 20 years. This guy hates me dead. Does he not? Like, if you mention my name around this guy, he literally loosens his tie.
Yeah, there's been multiple people that we've talked to over the years.
And they all bring it up.
And every time you mention, like, if you have a connection with them and him, and if you bring up his name or they bring it up, like, they just know how much he hates you.
So anyway, I wrote the guy a letter.
You did?
I wrote him a letter, and I apologized.
And it did nothing.
And it made him even madder. Because the guy that, the guy that gave it to him, the guy that gave it to him, you know, worked with him. So I said, listen, do me a favor. Give this letter to this guy and just tell him I'm really, really sorry. I feel horrible. And he gave him the letter. I wrote him this really nice, professional, beautiful, like a letter that like George Bush would have written. Remember, I don't know if you knew this, but George Bush Sr. used to write letters to everyone.
Yes.
And handwritten letters. And I wrote him a beautiful letter, and I apologized up and down, and, you know, I don't know, blamed it on drugs or something. Maybe something like that. Could have been something like that, probably. And the guy, I heard, crumpled it up and set it on fire, threw it in a garbage bin, set that on fire, cussed me out some more, fired a few people, drove his car off a cliff, tried to kill himself. There's a lot of people that hate me, Carver. Nothing I can do about it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.